Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2023. Happy to have you along with us on a Thursday. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board, our producer engineer, and you on the phone lines as well. We welcome your calls, 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Coming up this hour, we're going to continue talking about this poll, at least happening last night in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race, conducted by the Terrence Group, a Republican polling firm, breaking it down for you, telling you what it was, what it means, what it could mean in the race coming up on April 4th for Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Also, a little bit later this hour, going to take a look at a really cool profile of former Wisconsin men's basketball player Marcus Landry. Of course, he played for Wisconsin in the mid-aughts, around 2007, 2008. And then his brother also played, Carl, played for Purdue. And so the Wisconsin basketball team, this is the 125th anniversary of Wisconsin basketball. And so for each home game, they've picked a former player to come back and be the honorary captain of the team. So tonight, the honorary captain, Wisconsin takes on number 5, Purdue, at the Kohl Center tonight. Can be heard on many of the Civic Media radio networks. Matt LaPay and Mike Lucas on the call. And so Marcus Landry, former Badger, is coming back tonight against Purdue to be the honorary captain for Wisconsin. And Wisconsin basketball put together this really cool 2.5-minute story. And we're going to bring it to you a little bit later in this hour. It's a great story. After basketball, he got into farming. And it's a super cool, feel-good story. So I'm going to bring that to you a little bit later this hour. And, of course, your phone calls as well. We were talking about this banana song last hour, Mr. Zommers. And as it turns out, you had said that your mom doesn't like this song. And over the break, I had people call in. My buddy Kurt down in Monroe. He and his wife are all about their bananas about bananas. It brought a smile to his face. My little sister, she's listening on her commute between jobs. She goes, I love the banana song. And she packed a banana for her lunch.
You know, I like the song too. I just know that my mom hates it. And I feel like my sisters find it annoying. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But the reason she hates it is because all my siblings and I used to take dance lessons, and one of the songs that they'd pull out every now and then for a class was Banana Phone. And it's always for the younger kids, but my mom heard the song way too much.
Got it.
So she just hates it, and I kind of thought that it was hated because of her extreme reactions. But no, people like it.
In our little polling this morning, let's hear a little bit more of the Banana Phone song. Can we? Just a little bit. Just to let people know, in case you weren't with us last hour, here's what we're talking about. Mr. Zommers dialed this up and played us a little bit of the Banana Phone song because we're talking about a phone poll in politics. Here we go. It's either like a Muppet song. You'd see this like in the Muppet Show, and banana, like dancing banana Muppets or something like that. Or it's like, you know, like an old time, like 1930s or 40s, where everybody's dressed to the nines in tuxedos. You know, a little clarinet there, a little Tommy Dorsey. It's just a great song.
Yeah, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because I did find another song that uses clarinet that's from 1936.
There you go.
Not the 40s.
The 40, but close.
But also about bananas.
I'll lay it on.
It's called I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bones. Maybe some inspiration.
We don't like bananas because they have no bones.
A But we do like bananas because they have no bones.
Oh, we like bananas because they have no bones. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I think I love every part of it.
They talk about it. They're like, the peaches, they have stones.
Oh.
But we like bananas because they have no bones.
See, I think that's absolutely fantastic. These are the things you're not going to hear on High End. You don't hear this on iHeart. You tune into Vicky McKenna. You're not going to hear about dancing bananas, right? I mean, you get it all here. You get insightful political commentary. You get breaking news about Republican polls and the Supreme Court race for Wisconsin. And you get banana song insight.
Banana song insight and the weird parallel of clarinets.
Yes. It's all fantastic. It is 11 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Give you a couple of weather headlines. It's going to be, weatherology forecaster and meteorologist Kara Foster, who has a birthday tomorrow, by the way. She says, maybe not quite as sunny as some of the forecast is going to say, but the sun will eventually come out. If nothing else, the sun will come out tomorrow, as they say in Annie. Reminds me of one of my favorite old shows back in the aughts and 2000, Boston Legal. And on one of the episodes, they had, the reverend? Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton came on as a, like, basically kind of came in and barged in on this court case where this little girl wanted to play Annie on Broadway. And was gonna, and so Al Sharpton shows up and he says to the judge, let justice come out today, judge. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. Let justice be served today. Al Sharpton, fantastic. I love Al Sharpton to death. It is 12 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your news headlines and weather after this.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, the Micken Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettville band. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Ship Fitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. Another requested song this morning on the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network from our listener, Jeff. We appreciate him calling in with that. I'm texting in. Also, during the break, our caller Tom down in Florida sent us a little text. Great observation. Politicians, he said, are like bananas. Not a straight one in the bunch. We're here all morning, folks. We're here all morning. I can talk about Supreme Court races. I can talk about Fox News. I can talk about Wisconsin basketball. But the thing that gets the most response, bananas.
But of course.
And that's fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes it's the things you don't think you're going to catch on that resonates the most with people. So that's, you know, keep the banana observations coming, the banana songs coming. That is our theme this morning, everything bananas. Incidentally, I'm not a big banana fan. I don't like bananas. I've tried. I don't really like the consistency. I find the taste a little bit repulsive.
No, that's fair. I do like them, but I can definitely understand, especially if you don't get them at the perfect ripeness, the consistency, the texture changes a lot.
But I wish I did like them because they're so convenient. They come in their own carrying case.
They really are convenient.
You know, you could just pop one in your mouth. They're a great source of protein. You would think.
Get that potassium.
You would really think that I would like them. But that's a whole other bottle of wine or a cup of coffee. Let's turn to the weather forecast this morning. It is 9:17. And here's your weather forecast for today. Mostly sunny if you're in the RC, Richland Center, that is, WRCE News in the Center. It'll be cloudy, then perhaps a little sun here and there, says Kara Foster. A high of 39 today in Richland Center. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 25. And then for tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy and a high near 39 degrees. Up in WXCO land, Wausau, Wisconsin, it is going to be partly sunny eventually today, a high of 31. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 14, and Friday, partly sunny, a high of 36 in Wausau. WLAK, Amory, Wisconsin, weather forecast for today. Partly sunny, a high near 30. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. And tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy and a high near 36 degrees. Couple of news headlines for you. What you need to know on this 2nd of March, 2023. Ohio Toxic Train. Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, will get the opportunity today to address the operator of a train that derailed while carrying toxic chemicals in their community nearly 1 month ago. The EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern to meet with residents to answer questions about long-term health effects following the wreck last month. Insulin. Eli Lilly, one of the biggest players in the U.S. insulin market, announced a series of price cuts yesterday that would cap out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 for many people with diabetes. President Joe Biden weighed in with this. He said insulin costs less than 10 bucks to make, but Americans are sometimes forced to pay over $300 for it. It is flat wrong, unquote. He called the announcement, quote, a big deal. Gas prices, the average cost of a gallon of gas in the U.S. stands at $3.37 a gallon, according to AAA. I paid $2.98 for E13 or E15 last night. Nothing wrong with that. Support your local ethanol industry. E15, the way to go. You can pay less, travel farther. Little promo for ethanol industry. That price of $3.37, though, a gallon average across America, down from $3.50 a month ago. The decline led many companies to end fuel surcharges, a move that has been met with mixed reactions. SpaceX and NASA launched a fresh crew of astronauts on a mission to the International Space Station early this morning. The mission kicks off a roughly six-month stay in space where the crew will carry out science experiments and maintain the two-decade-old station. The Biden administration has approved an estimated $619 million potential arms sales deal to Taiwan, including hundreds of missiles for F-16 fighter jets. It's a move that will likely further inflame already heightened tensions between Washington and Beijing. Later today, Alex Murdoch's Murdo's defense attorneys will deliver their closing arguments in their murder trial as they seek to raise reasonable doubt whether he killed his wife and son in 2021. And interest rates, they'll cost you more to buy a home today than it did last year. 6.5%, that's the average mortgage rate for a 30-year fixed loan. A year ago, it was 3.89%, while rates have been trending downward after hitting 7.08 in November of last year. Those are your news headlines. Welcome your calls this morning. We're kind of delving into this poll that happened last night throughout Wisconsin by the Terrence Group, a Republican polling firm. I've worked with them before. I've used their services before in races that I have run. I'm familiar with how they work. And my sister got a call last night for this polling firm and took the poll. She took copious notes and passed them on to me. And so now we're discussing them and what it really means in terms of this race for Supreme Court in Wisconsin coming up on April 4th. Also, she was listening in her commute between jobs this morning, between schools. She teaches. She also says that they asked her, the polling firm did, asked if she voted in the primary and who she voted for. So why is that important? Because, again, they're looking at the universe, they call it. So they want to know, are we talking to someone who is an adamant voter? So if you're someone who voted in the spring primary for Supreme Court justice, you are a dedicated voter. Because, A, not many people vote usually in the spring general election in Wisconsin, and even fewer vote in the spring primary in February. So if you tell the polling firm, yeah, I voted in the spring primary, they know that there is a very, very strong likelihood that you're going to vote in the general election. And in some cases, if the person on the phone that's being polled, if they say, no, I didn't vote in the primary, sometimes it'll just end right there. It's like, okay, well, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. Because they might only want to talk to the most dedicated of dedicated voters. But my sister voted in it, said she voted for a Protasiewicz, and they continued. So that tells me that they want to know, okay, so people who voted for Protasiewicz, what was motivating them? And is there anything that can change their vote in the general election? And so we ended up last hour here. I just want to finish this part up. They ended up, the polling firm did, the Terrence Group, in this Republican poll, ended up by doing what was called push polling and putting out issues out there that may or may not be based in the truth. But they want us, they're basically testing messaging. In other words, what kind of ads can we run that are going to change the numbers? So one of the things is they asked and said, well, if you knew that Judge Janet Protasiewicz had allowed essentially a child molester out early, would that make you less likely or more likely to vote for Protasiewicz? Now, I have no idea what court case they were talking about, or if they just made it up out of thin air. Could be completely false. But they're testing that messaging. And as we were kind of running out of time last hour, I said this happens all the time in judges' races, where if you're on the bench for a circuit court and you've seen hundreds, not thousands of cases, chances are at some point, somebody that came through your courtroom is going to go on to commit another crime. Doesn't mean that you made a bad ruling. It just means that individual was flawed. But in a race like this, they will pick out that one person out of 10,000 that made a mistake, and they will just blow that up. So they're testing that messaging, the Republicans are and Kelly is, to see if that's going to work or not. Also testing the messaging of maps and gerrymandering. Also testing abortion. Also testing gun rights. And then at the end, they say, now knowing these things, we're going to ask you once again, who do you plan on voting for? Former Justice Dan Kelly or current Judge Janet Protasiewicz? And so what they're doing there is they're saying, okay, well, we told this individual these things, negative about Protasiewicz, what they consider positive for Kelly, and has that moved the vote? Did this individual go from very likely to vote for Protasiewicz to somewhat likely or very likely to not at all likely? Did that move that person's opinion in that short amount of time? And so that gives them the information they need then to do their radio and TV and newspaper ads. And this is something I said, what, Aaron, a couple of days ago on this show? I said, this is coming.
Yep.
And I don't know that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and the progressives of this state grasp this. Again, I'm an ardent supporter of Judge Janet Protasiewicz. It's critical that she gets elected. But what frustrates me is people on the progressive and Democratic side who haven't had the experience of someone like me. I'm not saying that I'm God's gift to politics, but I've been around a while. I was in the Republican Party for 30 years. I know how these people operate. I've worked with this polling firm, Terrence Group. I know what they're up to. And the only thing that shocks me, or not shocks, but is surprising to me, is that they're doing this poll now. This should have been something that was done 2 weeks ago. Or certainly, you know, the day after the primary last week. I would have been in the field Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week. Maybe they didn't have the money at the time. Because let me tell you, a statewide poll like this, it ain't cheap. My guess is they're probably paying $50,000 for this poll, maybe more. Because if you have what's called open-ended questions, in other words, anything that's not like a yes or no, you have to pay more because it takes more time to do the poll. So there's a little bit of open-ended questions, not a lot, but a few. So, and prices have gone up. It might be a $100,000 poll. I don't know. They're not cheap. So maybe Kelly's group or the Republicans didn't have the money at the time to do this poll. Because let's say they're in the field. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say yesterday was the last day they were in the field. Let's say they were in the field, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So now they're going to get this information. It takes a couple days to process. They're probably not going to get a report until over the weekend, maybe Monday. Then they have to actually produce the ads. So that means that the ads that are going to be based on this poll are only going to be up for 3 weeks. Not a lot of time. But I know what's coming. You're going to see ads in the state attacking Judge Janet Protasiewicz on guns. You're going to it's going to make her sound like she wants to come into your house and take your .30-06 and your shotgun, which is not true. It's going to make it sound like she wants abortion on demand, which is not true. It's going to make it sound like she wants to overturn all legislation, not true. Don't be fooled by these people. It's on its way, and Democrats had better wake up and start supporting Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Back after this on Todd Humble Show.
Loving you has made me bananas.
She's Chiquita Banana, and she come to say I come from Little Island down in Equator Way. I sail on Big Banana Boat from Caribbean to see if I can help good neighbor policy.
See, 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 see.
I bring a song about bananas.
I bring a song about bananas.
I sing it low, I sing it high.
Welcome back to the Tell Hopeful Show. It is 9:33. Yes, if you want to know anything, we've gone bananas here on the Civic Media Radio Network this morning. This all started last hour when Zommers innocently played a banana phone song.
Yeah, I was just thinking about songs that have to do with phones because we were talking about polls. So right. I played Telephone by Lady Gaga and then Banana Phone.
Right. And it's just taken off from there because, as it turns out, we've gotten texts and emails and messages all about bananas. And it turns out people love a good banana song. And who doesn't? By the way, who doesn't love a good song? Which one was that now, Mr. Zommers? Was that the one you just played?
The one I just played? It is Chiquita Banana by Buddy Clark.
Chiquita. I think that was, wasn't that like the Chiquita Banana song for advertising, I think, for a while?
Although I believe it was originally by somebody else.
Okay.
This is just a cover of it that makes it a lot more extravagant. And as opposed to like a 30-second commercial, it's a 3.5-minute song.
Very good. If you want to talk about bananas, you want to talk about the Supreme Court race or anything else on your mind, give us a call. 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Glad to have you along with us on WRCE out of Richland Center, WXCO in Bull Falls, and WLAK in Amory, Wisconsin, or streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, go ahead and get it. Go to your app store on your phone, whether it's Android or Apple. Go to the app store and type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download that puppy. It's free. It takes less than a minute. Open it up. Go to other stations. Click on that. Scroll down until you find WRCE, News from the Center. Click on that. And 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 until 11, you can join Mr. Zommers and I here on your app phone or on your phone via the Civic Media app. That's a better way to put it. And, of course, all the other fine Civic Media programming throughout the day as well. I want to button up this issue we've been spending some time on this morning on the Supreme Court race for the state of Wisconsin. Gone through this poll this morning that was taken or been put out last night, was given by the Terrence Group, a Republican polling national firm, which I have used before in races that I have run and been a part of. They're a respectable firm. They do good work. And they're very professional about what they do. But what's interesting to me is we went through these questions, kind of how they worded the questioning in terms of setting these issues up for the person taking the poll. And in my opinion, based on having used the Terrence Group before and having done a lot of polling with them, I don't believe that the way they ask these questions is what they would recommend. Whoever's paid for this poll had a specific reason that they wanted those questions muddied up. It could be that they're trying to raise money and make the poll look better than it really is in order to show that to people to raise money for Dan Kelly. I don't know that. That's just because the way that they've worded these questions on issues, you know, like thinking about issues, redrawing maps for legislative voting districts, and then further down, legislative maps that benefit one party over another. and not putting them together. People that aren't into politics the way that I am, and not very many are, you know, you would be hard-pressed to differentiate those two questions. They both just, okay, it's about the maps, about gerrymandering. Well, no, it's not really. One is pro-Republican map drawing, and the other one is really about, are you against the gerrymandered maps, which they are. So my point is that going through all of this, wanted to give you a little insight on how polling works, particularly with a company that I've used before, but also as a harbinger of things to come, a warning sign, a canary in the coal mine. Because what we're about to see over the next 4 weeks is just an onslaught of negative ads. It'll happen on both sides. But I've told you this, that you're going to see ads that come after Judge Janet Protasiewicz on guns. You're going to have ads that come after her on abortion. They're going to make her seem very extreme. And just be aware that none of it's true. We've talked about this for weeks leading up to the primary. The Judge Janet Protasiewicz is a respected judge in Milwaukee County. Been on the bench for years. Very little of any controversy. And yes, she has been perhaps a little out there in terms of, I should say out there is not a fair, I was looking for the right word. Unconventional, that's the word I was going to look for, trying to find. She's been unconventional in that she's been honest, you know, leading up to the election. Usually justices are expected to sit there and when asked about any sort of an issue whatsoever, you sit there and politely say, well, I don't want to speak on that issue as it may come before me in a trial. And so we really don't know anything about these people, really, when we vote for them. What I am about to say, I have no basis to know whether this is true or not. This is just Todd's opinion, okay? Simply Todd's opinion. My opinion is that Donald J. Trump changed the landscape of politics in this country, for better or worse. Completely changed the landscape. Because Trump proved that you can say anything and still get elected. That the conventional rules of politics and politicians no longer apply and still get elected. So perhaps Judge Janet is looking at this and saying, you know what? It can work on both sides. I don't have to be demure and act like an 1800s judge. I can actually say a little bit of what I think. Nothing wrong with that, telling the truth, right? So when asked about the gerrymandered maps at a WISP Politics forum before the primary, Judge Janet Protasiewicz said, I think they're rigged. Which they are. That's the truth. Is that there are federal and state laws when the legislature has to redraw maps they have to follow. And any prudent judge applying the law fairly would say they are rigged. She told the truth. She said that she supports a woman's right to access to health care, including fair and healthy and safe access to abortion procedures, particularly in cases of rape or incest. And due to the overturning by the U.S. Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade last year that puts all the onus back onto the states and state law prevails, in Wisconsin, we have gone back to an 1889 law that outlaws abortion in Wisconsin.
Right. Is it 1889?
1849. Okay. Yeah, thank you for the correction, Aaron. Way back into the 1800s. And so the fact is, if you are a woman or you have a daughter or you have a granddaughter or you have a friend, and God forbid they are raped, they have no access to legal alternatives but to have that child in Wisconsin today. It is 2023. And you're telling me that if a woman in Wisconsin is raped today, she has no availability of alternatives but to be forced to carry that child to term. That's what's at stake on Tuesday, April 4th. And I applaud Judge Janet Protasiewicz for being honest. But what comes with being honest is then being persecuted and lies being told about you and making it seem like you're, you know, want to set up an abortion clinic at a Packer game. You know, have an abortion, then go into the Packer game. That's the kind of crap that Republicans are going to put out there. So I'm just telling you, don't believe it. Know that this is coming. Know that they're going to put ads out there to make it sound like Protasiewicz wants to take away your guns, which she does not. And I'm just suggesting the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and people who support Judge Janet Protasiewicz that have the money, they ought to be putting ads out there. We call them inoculation ads, which puts the truth out there first. One of the greatest inoculation ads I ever saw, and I can't take credit for any of it, was when I worked for former Congressman Scott Klug back in the 90s, the 96 election. And Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House at the time. Conservative, controversial figure. Klug, of course, represented Madison. And so they thought, you know, what the Klug folks, I was working in the congressional office and volunteering in the campaign. I wasn't really part of the campaign team. But guys like Scott Klug and at the time Bob Wood, who now is a big wig out in D.C., Bill Kennedy, who is a great, great advertiser here in Wanakee, Wisconsin, they figured out that, hey, the Democrats are going to come after Klug and try to make him out to be Newt Gingrich. Because Gingrich polled in a poll, Newt Gingrich was very unpopular in Wisconsin, in Madison in particular. So they knew that the Democrats were going to attack Klug as a Newt Gingrich type Republican. So what did they do? They put out an inoculation ad. In other words, putting out an ad to address this before the other side had a chance to attack you on it. And the ad started, it was a television ad, started out with a picture of Newt Gingrich. But they superimposed Klug's lips or mouth over where Gingrich's mouth would be. And so Klug's mouth was moving and talking, but it was just a black and white photo of Gingrich. And it started out by saying, "Hi, this is Scott Klug. A lot of people will tell you that I'm a lot like Newt Gingrich." And then it went on to say, and he said, "Except when," and he gave three or four examples of what he had voted, like he voted for the Clinton assault weapons ban. He voted in favor of pro-choice issues. You know, he voted in favor of conservation and environmental issues. So he gave these issues where he voted against Newt Gingrich. And he was independent. And he was voted like the fifth most independent congressperson in Congress at the time. And then it came back to that photo of the black and white photo of Newt Gingrich with Klug's mouth. And the kicker, the ending line was, "So when people tell you that Scott Klug is Newt Gingrich, you tell them they got the wrong picture." And while he said it, the photo morphed from Newt Gingrich's face to Scott Klug's face as a video, in a live video.
That's pretty good.
It was brilliant. Brilliant. That's how you win elections. You know, the old adage of, if you got a problem, hang a lantern on it. In other words, don't hide it. Address it. Get out there ahead of it. If I was running Judge Janet Protasiewicz's campaign, I'd be getting out there ahead of this and making sure that people knew that she's not a left-wing whack job on abortion and that she's not a left-wing whack job on guns, that she's a reasonable, moderate, thoughtful justice who's going to apply the law fairly. Get out ahead of it, Democrats. All right, that's my free advice for the day. The bill is in the mail, as they say. I want to move on to this story here. I'm not sure. We probably don't have time for it right now. We'll talk about it. We'll come back. We'll play it for you. So Wisconsin Badgers play tonight in men's college basketball at the Kohl Center here in Madison. Big game for Wisconsin. They take on number 5, Purdue. And Wisconsin right now, by all accounts, or most accounts, is what they call a bubble team. And if you're not big into the NCAA tournament, I apologize, I am. It's a big deal for most people, I think. You know, March Madness coming up. Selection Sunday is in a couple of weeks. It's going to be fantastic. So the Badgers, they have the game tonight against Purdue, and I think they close out the season over the weekend at Minnesota. And then there'll be the Big Ten tournament in Chicago. And then following that, the NCAA March Madness tournament after that. So most bracketologists, these people that keep track of these things, are saying right now that Wisconsin is on the bubble. In other words, if you kind of project the NCAA tournament bracket, they have Wisconsin as one of the last four teams in. So Wisconsin, if they win tonight and knock off Purdue, it would be a huge win, go a long way to helping them secure a spot in the tournament. Wisconsin has been in the NCAA tournament 24 of the last 25 years. Incredible run. We'll come back and talk about Marcus Landry. A great story after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
The Todd Allball Show is now 9:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Coming up in hour number three at 10:15 this morning, we will have Kira Sabin, life coach and self-help guru, extraordinary person all around. Great to have her back on the program with a fresh new segment, taking a look at motivational things, how we could kind of challenge and change our mindset, and also kind of talk to people who have different mindsets than us. All that coming up in the third hour. Kira Sabin joins us at 10:15. Looking forward to that. Right now, as I mentioned before the break there, Wisconsin men's basketball taking on number 5 Purdue tonight in a huge game for the Badgers. It's senior night, number one, and also their final home game of the regular season. I guess final home game because you don't play a tournament game at home anymore. And so their final home game of the season, and would go a long way if they can somehow knock off Purdue tonight, go a long way in helping them secure a tournament berth in the NCAA tournament. They've been in it 24 of the last 25 years. So quite an accomplishment for men's basketball under Bo Ryan and Greg Gard. Wisconsin basketball put out a great video a couple days ago, and it was tweeted out by Mike Lucas, the color commentator for men's basketball. And this is what Lucas said. He said, "Always inspired, never surprised by Marcus Landry's accomplishments, resolve, benevolence. Still remember Marcus blocking big bro Carl's shot in first organized game between them in 2007. And UW students chanting, 'Mom loves Marcus,' to the amusement of Mom, Anita, during their win over Purdue." It was a great game. So two brothers, the Landry brothers, Carl played for Purdue. Marcus played for Wisconsin at the same time. They met at the Kohl Center in 2007. And the student section started chanting, "Mom loves Marcus. Mom loves Marcus." And so their mother thought that was pretty funny, actually. So Marcus Landry had a great career with Wisconsin. And then went on to kind of play some professional ball as well. And Wisconsin basketball, so they're honoring, this is the 125th year of Wisconsin basketball. So before every home game this season, they're inviting a former player back to be the honorary captain. And tonight, it's Marcus Landry, of course, because his brother used to play for Purdue. Very, very appropriate. And so Wisconsin basketball caught up with Marcus Landry, and they put together this. It's not really an interview because it's just him in his own words, and he's out on his farm. After basketball, Marcus Landry got into agriculture, of all things. So we're going to play this about 2.5 minutes long. Enjoy it. We'll come back and talk about it. This is from Wisconsin basketball, a little biographical information on Marcus Landry.
I've been blessed enough in my life to have a great career, but never would have thought in a million years I'd be doing what I'm doing today. Well, as I start getting older and changing the way I eat and different things like that, I start getting more involved and looking where my food comes from. So that was kind of like, it's kind of the gateway. And then the pandemic kind of like took it all the way over the edge. My wife sent me to the store to get some eggs. I went to like 3 or 4 different stores and there were no eggs. I was like, man, forget it. And I bought like 15 egg-laying chickens. 3 or 4 hours later, my wife calls me like, "Where are you at? I only sent you out to get eggs. what's going on? And in the background, all you hear is chirp, 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 chirp. And she's like, you didn't. They always say the chicken is like the gateway animal to owning your own farm, so.
Come on.
I always enjoy animals. I always, you know, kind of like the country life. Being overseas for so long, just studying kind of on my own, trying to figure some things out. I love it, just kind of self-taught. I think it's definitely more than what I thought. Just think the main thing is being able to share this with kids that are less fortunate, don't really get to see this kind of stuff every day. Coming in, Isaac. We're gonna go outside today. We're going to go in with the sheep. I didn't know that it would take off in this direction, dealing with kids and families and inner city youth, but it just kind of went that direction once I start to see how much something like this was needed for communities. And then what do we say we don't feed our sheep, but they can eat? I mean, we have kids that come out here that's never even seen a cow. It's never even seen where an egg comes from. They just think it comes from the grocery store. So a lot of it is just realizing the things that the kids are missing out on. What do we need to watch out for?
Chicken's getting out.
To me, it makes all the difference knowing that I can make a difference in the kids' life and that this is something that they'll grow up with. Does it look like they have enough to eat? The name of our farm is called Beulah Family Homestead. And Beulah is a term that comes from the Bible. It's called Beulah Land, but the meaning of it means marriage. And one of the things we teach the kids is that whatever you put your hands to, be dedicated to it. To death do you part.
I'm glad my dad signed up for this.
I think back to like my playing days and how Bo Ryan, Coach Guard, they would be hard on me, but it was really just because they loved me and wanted to see me succeed. Had a funny way of showing it at times, but I understand it now that I'm older. And if we can get kids to understand that before they're, you know, my age, the better the world would be.
Whoa!
We just want to continue to get more land so that we can expand and do a lot more. There's so much more that can be done in this genre, in this area, that the sky's the limit.
That is Marcus Landry, in his own words, former Wisconsin basketball player, the honorary coach, or pardon me, the honorary player tonight and captain of the UW basketball team. I love that. I love everything about that. You know, here's a guy who, and we've talked about this in other stories before, and we should have spent more time about it during Black History Month, to be honest. But one of the things we've talked about is that there is a lack of Black people involved in agriculture, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. And part of that is due to years, decades, centuries of lack of access to land and less opportunities for Black people to own land and farms. But here you have a guy like Marcus Landry, who now owns this farm, got into it, never grew up on a farm, got frustrated because he couldn't buy eggs, and went out and bought some chickens, and now he has a full-fledged farm.
Yeah, it's really cool to see somebody who got into agriculture because they love it, not because they were forced to from growing up on a farm or something.
100% agree with you, Aaron. He chose that. He fell in love with it. He's passionate about it. And now he's bringing out kids from inner cities, from urban areas, to discover where our food comes from. And what could be more important than that? And I love this story because, and we're going to have Brady Ewing on tomorrow, in tomorrow morning segment at 8:30 from Richland Center, as we do every other week. So be listening to that tomorrow morning at 8:30. But, you know, Brady ended up going into the NFL and made it into the league, as they say. Spent 3 years there, got injured, and so that kind of hampered things. But now he's back in the community doing great things. And I think too often what we tend to focus on are people in high schools or college that make it big in the pros. And that's great. But college sports also produces people like Brady Ewing and Marcus Landry, who are doing great things in our communities. Badgers play Purdue tonight. Back next hour with Kira Sabin. Stay with us on the Todd Alball Show and Civic Media.